Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office received a call regarding a home invasion robbery on Wednesday in the 3600 block of A Avenue in Hydesville. Deputies spoke with the two victims, the 55-year-old male homeowner and his 38-year-old friend. The two men heard a knock at the front door, and when the homeowner answered the door, a black male suspect pointed a handgun at his face and told him to get on the ground. Five or six other suspects ran into the house wearing ski masks and pantyhose over their faces, armed with semi-automatic handguns. They tied up the homeowner and his friend and stole approximately 150 pounds of processed marijuana, along with the homeowner's keys and wallet. The suspects then fled the scene in two white sedans and a white Chevy Tahoe. The victims were not injured in the robbery. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Del Norte area CHP reports that 66-year-old Crescent City resident Mary James died in a single-vehicle collision on Highway 199 on Wednesday afternoon. The driver, Don James, suffered moderate injuries after he allowed his vehicle to drift off the roadway. The pickup truck hit two trees and came to a rest with Mary James trapped inside, and she succumbed to her injuries at the scene. The CHP also responded to a single-vehicle collision on Tuesday on Highway 199 south of Jedediah Smith State Park in Crescent City. The driver, 39-year-old Crescent City resident Jesse Martin, was headed north when his pickup truck drifted off the roadway and struck a tree. The crash severed the base of the tree, causing the tree to fall and crush the cab of the truck. Martin suffered major injuries and was transported to Sutter Coast Hospital. Alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the collision. The coroner's office has determined that the 33-year-old Eureka man who died in a vehicle versus pedestrian collision on Sunday night suffered blunt force trauma injuries to his head, torso, and extremities. The preliminary investigation by the California Highway Patrol has determined that the victim deliberately walked into the path of the pickup truck in an apparent suicide. Multiple witnesses and evidence at the scene led to that determination. The CHP still wants to speak with the driver, and any charges the driver may face will be determined by the district attorney's office. The truck is described as a lifted white full-size pickup with toolboxes attached, which could have minor damage to the front end. Anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP. A sheriff's deputy responded to a burglary early this morning in the 6700 block of Harrison Avenue in Fields Landing. A citizen heard noises coming from a vacant apartment, and when the deputy investigated the apartment, he found signs of forced entry. He then located a man hiding in some nearby bushes with a backpack, a hood, gloves, and a mask next to him on the ground. The deputy told the man, 41-year-old David Tatro of Fields Landing, to get out of the bushes, and Tatro complied. Tatro explained that he heard the deputy's patrol car jumped out of the apartment window and hid in the bushes because the cops always mess with him. The landlord arrived on scene and said that Tatro was not supposed to be in the apartment. Tatro was arrested and booked into jail on burglary charges. You are listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's one thing to be a police commander in a city the size of San Diego. It's quite another to be the new police chief in a city the size of Eureka, as Chief Andy Mills is discovering. Mills spoke about the instant recognition that comes with his new job and the minor celebrity status that goes with being the top cop in the seat of a rural California county.
It is a little bit of an adjustment, I have to admit, because you can live in anonymity most of your life, and all of a sudden you're tossed into the spotlight, and people recognize you at lunch, at dinner, you know, wherever we go. People will say, hi, Chief, or hey, Andy, welcome to, you know, Eureka, which I genuinely appreciate.
Mills and his family have relocated from one end of the state to another, and being police chief in Eureka is a much more visible position than it is in San Diego.
But at the same time, it's a little bit of adjustment for my wife and I. And my kids, we were with our kids for lunch yesterday at Woodley Island, and somebody walks up, well, hey, Chief, how are you? And very nice people shaking our hand and, you know, hey, we support the police department and all that. And I think that the chief should be visible and should be transparent to the community, and people should have the right to talk with him, positive or negative. And so I want to be available to people.
Mills, who is a product of a small town himself, finds himself learning that just like the place he grew up, in Eureka and in Humboldt County, everyone knows someone else or is related by family in some form or fashion. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.